Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's early March. Too early to talk seriously about baseball, right? Nah. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. ESPN's Tim Kirkchian probably talks about baseball in his sleep in January. So, Tim, the news this week is that Hal Steinbrenner is urging fiscal restraint and talking about cutting payroll. If that happens, will the Yankees still be the Yankees?
Yes, I just saw the Yankees the other day, and I promise you they are still the Yankees. And I don't care what Hal Steinbrenner says. When that big, possibility comes up for a trade July 31st, and it's going to be an expensive proposition, he's going to be the first one in line because, and this is a good thing if you're a Yankee fan, they're there to win. They are in the business of winning no matter how much it costs, and that's why I always say the Yankees are the Yankees, and it takes an awful lot to change that.
Major League Baseball did reach an agreement this week with the union about altering the playoff format to feature 10 rather than 8 teams. Are you a fan of a more populous postseason?
I've debated on this, and the answer is yes. I was against the wild card initially, but I've seen how many more teams it gets involved. I've also seen that with the new format coming up, meaning a one-game playoff between the two wild card teams, this puts, and this is the most important part, a greater emphasis on winning your division in the regular season. Because those wild card teams are at a distinct disadvantage, and we need to make sure as you're going down the stretch, you have to win your division. Those 162 games really matter. That's why I like the new format. The only worry is that last year's Wednesday night, final night of the season, which was the greatest night in baseball history, if that night doesn't matter nearly as much because the Red Sox and the Rays and the Braves are all getting in whether they win or lose, that's a bad thing. So we have to examine this and make sure we don't ruin the best night in baseball history.
Tim, the White Sox have a new manager in Robin Ventura who has no previous experience managing at any professional level, and the Red Sox have a new manager in Bobby Valentine who's managed in Japan as well as in Texas and in New York. Which new manager has the tougher job?
Robin Ventura has the much tougher job because he doesn't have a very good team right now. They've taken away a couple of his players, his closer, his right fielder, in part because they're starting to cut payroll there and they're starting to slowly rebuild, and that's not a good thing for a young manager. Plus, he's never managed anywhere. As much as I think he'll do well, he's smart, he's clever, he understands the game, that's a tough thing to throw a rookie manager into. That's not to say Bobby Valentine's got it easy, because he doesn't. But to me, Bobby can only go up with the way the Red Sox finished last year. If they don't win, it'll be like, well, they left him with a bad group of guys. But if they do win, it'll be Bobby making the difference. And I think that's precisely what's going to happen.
Spring training is always full of stories of rookies who can't miss. Have you a favorite among the current freshman class?
There are a lot of rookies out there. The one kid that I'm really interested in watching is this Jesus Montero kid for the Mariners, because he was so hyped as the next catcher for the New York Yankees, and that didn't work out. And now, and this is the most interesting part, he goes to the worst hitter's ballpark in the world in Seattle. I think he's more interested in hitting than catching. So he's the most interesting guy to me. Is can he catch every day, and can he produce in a ballpark where hitters just go to die?
For a long time last year, the biggest story regarding the Los Angeles Dodgers involved the question of how the courts would decide who owned the team. But toward the end of the season, the Dodgers began playing very well. Was that a fluke, or will they be contenders this season?
It wasn't a fluke, and I think they will be outside contenders because they are in, at least to me, a winnable division. I'm not sure they're going to the playoffs this year, but with what they've built with some of their young players and really good players, Matt Kemp, Clayton Kershaw, of course, they're going to go in the right direction because that club is going to get sold in April. It's going to be for $1.5 billion or so. And as soon as that new ownership takes over, comes an infusion of cash, and it's going to be real interesting to see how the Dodgers take off from there. I know some executives out there are saying, we better beat the Dodgers now, because a year, 2 years from now, they're going to be the Dodgers of old, and we don't want any part of that.
Tim, perhaps the most relieved player in any camp is Ryan Braun, last year's National League MVP, who won't have to sit out the first 50 games of the season. In February, an arbitrator overturned his suspension after Braun had apparently tested positive for synthetic testosterone. The Players Association was delighted. Major League Baseball was not. Is this chapter of the drug saga over?
It's not, Bill. We need to find out why the arbitrator ruled in favor of Ryan Braun. Was it because he, the samples, his urine samples were mishandled? Was it that simple, or was it something else? And until we hear from the guy who actually made the decision here, we're not going to put this thing to rest. Either way, for baseball, the sooner it goes to bed, the better. But we need more answers on this, because we've heard from Braun, we've heard from his attorneys, we've heard from a lot of people, but we don't have any answers quite yet.
Okay, Tim, for now, let's not worry about how many wild cards we'll see in the fall. When there are only two teams left, whom will we be watching?
I think we're going to watch the Yankees against the Phillies in the World Series in October. And please clip this off, Bill, so everyone can laugh at me when I'm so far off. And I've told you many times, I'm apologizing to no one for not knowing in March what's going to happen in November. It's ridiculous, but it's beautiful to try to predict. I really believe if I have to take two, those are the two, with the understanding all sorts of things could change before that.
ESPN's Tim Kirkjian is in Florida covering spring training. He joins me from time to time to talk baseball, and they are some of my best days. Tim, thanks very much.